CripplCreek.com.
They had patches from the United States Army soldiers' uniforms, roses, even a presidential coin, all left to symbolize something at the Fallen Soldiers Memorial, the conclusion of the Fort Hood Memorial Ceremony held to honor the victims, 13 of them in all, from last week at those horrible shootings in Killeen, Texas. And the man suspected, the shooter, Army psychiatrist Major Hassan, who was hospitalized and on a ventilator, now can speak, and his attorney is doing some speaking for him and saying, I don't think that he can get a fair trial. Boy, we have lots to talk about on this front again. Once more here on America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney at the helm, navigating some pretty rough waters these days. I talked about it heavily in our last show about the political correctness and why the ball was dropped by the military. And now it looks like even the CIA dropped the ball on this thing. And that's ridiculous, because how can you not be able to come forward and say, listen, you have these doctors that are saying, I'm not surprised about this rampage in retrospect. Are you kidding? I could see that he was angry over the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he had pretty incredible views, and it was clouding his ability to serve. More and more people are coming suddenly out of the woodwork to say these things. Where were they before? That's the question. Now, the other question becomes, with the lawyer saying, geez, I don't think he can get a fair trial. Let's be real about this. After this deadly shooting spree at Fort Hood, and he has asked the investigators not to question his client, and as I mentioned, is saying, I don't think he's going to get a fair trial given the circumstances, easy for me to say, of this whole event. Sorry, I feel nothing for this Major Hassan. I feel for the people who lost their loved ones as a result of that rampage that perhaps in retrospect could have been stopped if people weren't afraid to come forward for fear of getting in trouble themselves, because Hassan was a Muslim, but it turned out he was a radicalized Islamist and jumped up on tables screaming Allah Akbar. So how do you justify people dropping the ball on this one? I just don't think you can. 800-259-5791. Have no fear. We're going to talk about some other things as well on this show besides what happened at Fort Hood and the repercussions of it and whatnot. Let's go to Dana, who's listening to us in Texas. She gets the first crack at this. Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. How about you, Kate?
I'm okay, but I feel this is Veterans Day, and I feel just so, I can't tell you, I feel so awful for those families. The more you read about the people, the 13, and you get to know more about their lives, the sadder you become, you know?
Well, it is. It's really, really heart-wrenching. I mean, sometimes the more this goes on day to day, I begin to feel kind of like I did at the initial onset of the after effect of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of shakes you.
Yep,
but
I agree.
I called to voice an opinion that I reached by Thursday night about the whole circumstances of this. And I know it may be offensive to some people, and I don't intend for it to. I feel like the U.S. military, specifically Fort Hood, specifically Lieutenant General Cone, who is the CO of that facility,
mm-hmm.
are 75% responsible for this. This man, I think the military thumped their nose at him, if you know that figure of mm-hmm. thumping your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they forced him between a rock and a hard place. This man, becoming the radical Muslim that he evidently became in the last two or three years, especially his contact emails, they say now over 20, to that Qawwali guy that's in Yemen, you know, the real radical Muslim leader right now.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And they knew some of this stuff. Like you said, that he had been tracked by an employee in the Homeland Security Division, for Pete's sake, besides the FBI. And I feel like they had enough warning. They had reports on his release record from Walter Reed finishing his internship and then being transferred last July to Fort Hood. They had questions there, but yet they promoted him to a major. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody was paying attention. And in watching this lieutenant general in a couple of interviews yesterday, he's an older man, and I feel like he is from the older generation, career, gung-ho, no excuses accepted, and we'll just show you attitude. I think the military forced this man into a corner. He could not commit suicide because he would go to hell by Muslim belief. Mm-hmm. He could not go to the Middle East and kill other Islamic members because he would go to hell. I think his only solution in his thinking was kill the infidels and I will become a martyr in this world and the next one. The military had two options. He had been trying to get out. He had even offered to reimburse the government for all of his medical college, his college education that they had gone out on. He just wanted out of the situation. They could have, at the very least, pulled back that deployment order that was set to go in place the end of this month, sending him to Afghanistan. That is the first option they should have considered with everything that was going on. They interviewed a guy this afternoon, or yesterday afternoon, that had had a session, or several sessions, with this major since he got on base in July, the psychiatrist right. version. And he said he spent 6 hours with him and decided he was very, very strange dude, quote unquote. So I'm going, the signs were everywhere. Why did they not respond? They forced him into a corner. The very least they could have done was pull back his deployment order and look into this better. And at the most they could have done, that was, or the least they could have done, was let him out of the service totally. You know, and if he wanted to go fight with the Muslims, put him on a plane and send him to the Middle East. What they did was they forced him into an emotional, religious mm-hmm. corner, and he struck out physically. He was a danger to everybody around him for 2 years or more. Why did they not do this? Why did they just thump their nose at him and this mm-hmm. CO go, to hell with you, mm-hmm. you're going to Afghanistan? Because that's right. theoretically what happened.
Right, right.
Now, Danny made I feel better. Thank you.
You got a chance to vent. Danny made some interesting points. Thanks for the call. She's right in one respect where she says, it's like, oof, okay, just hands off, let him go, let him do whatever. I think it even goes deeper, and along the same lines of what she's saying, you go to the religious aspect of this, ooh, we can't, you know, we've got to pin it on something else. We can't go in this direction. Because I've heard from some people I know that have some pretty good sources on that base and in the military in general, and they're saying that privately, most of the top brass is actually acknowledging that the massacre was probably a terrorist act. That's nice. So, but, you know, don't go there. Don't say that. Diversification in the military, because it won't look right if you respond and to the cries of he was a radicalized Islamist. And, you know, maybe he didn't start out that way, but obviously he had gone in that direction, and then it led to the rampage that left 13 people dead and wounded. More than 30 people. The motives, my friends. 800-259-5791.
Got questions? Well, I've got answers. Join me, Dr. Margaret Cochran, on Wisdom, Love, and Magic at webtalkradio.net, where my guests and I will investigate everything from astrophysics to psychic phenomenon, from comedy to psychiatry. You are an amazing being in a complex and increasingly confusing world. Take a moment to get to know those you love and yourself better. If it matters to you, we talk about it. That's Wisdom, Love, and Magic with me, Dr. Margaret Cochran, at webtalkradio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
All right, America, it's time to stand up and be heard. Let's keep it real. Your thoughts, whether you agree with me or some of the callers, doesn't matter. Voice them here. 800-259-5791. The Army psychiatrist, the Major Hassan that we're talking about, repeatedly warned physicians in 2007, I've already talked about this, that the military should allow Muslim soldiers to be released as conscientious objectors instead of fighting in wars to avoid adverse events. Lots of red flags. And I bet you there's more that we don't know. Specifically, and I keep going back to this, is the presentation on a medical topic that he made while he was at his senior year as a psychiatric resident at Walter Reed Medical Center. I mean, it's quite clear what the assignment is, and he did nothing of such thing. He talked instead about homicide bombings and the threats the military could encounter from the conflicted Muslims, about fighting against other Muslims in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, right there, obviously, come on, something is not right. And yet nothing was even broached with this guy. Ultimately, he's promoted. He goes to Fort Hood. And now the shock and the horror of it all, the open mouths, the let's not go there. We want to have the diversified military. Why can't we go there? Why can't we call it like it's playing out? The PowerPoint, by the way, because, of course, there's copies of this, and it's pretty obvious. You can't say, well, this is conjecture. The PowerPoint was called the Quranic Worldview as it relates to Muslims in the U.S. military. Nothing to do with medicine whatsoever. Nada. Zilch, nothing. That's 2007. I'm not great at counting, but this is 2009. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. Listen, I hate to tell our president this, but it was a terrorist act. So, Bush, I know it's all going to get sooner or later. It's going to be, oh, well, the previous administration didn't pick this up because, you know, they always blame everything on, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
We're not going there. You know, anyway it goes, it's a terrorist act. Obama's going to face it. It was a terrorist act. It was already a terrorist act under his watch, which is bad enough that you don't want to say it. I guess I think Mark said the other day we'll call it a man-made whatever.
Mm-hmm.
BS. On the political correctness part, what really just torched me off is this. Sunday night, after I got off the phone, I heard this other guy call in. And he said we're a bunch of racist rednecks.
Yep, yep.
And you know what? That is the worst part about it. If that's not liberal, I don't know what it is. What it is? It is political correctness to say, you know, to try to not hurt people's feelings. And the problem is with this country is we have so many people that walk so light not to hurt people's feelings that people get murdered over. They turn a blind eye to it. I had a discussion with a guy the other day, and after that I heard another guy calling that had been in the military 20 years or something. He's a truck driver in Missouri. and he made a good point, and I never thought of it that way. Not all Muslims are terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
But all the terrorists that's hit our country so far, except McVay and Nichols, has been Muslims.
Right.
And I think we need to turn a sharp eye to them. I think we need to watch them. And I'm not saying all of them are bad, but the thing is, you're looking at Dearborn, Michigan, they're busting the ring up there. I mean, it's happening every day in this country.
That's right. That's right.
And we're turning a blind eye to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I hear my president, well, he's not my president, it's yours and everybody else, because I didn't vote for him, I can promise you that. When I hear him say it's a religion of peace and love, that pisses me off, because that is not a religion of peace and love. That is the farthest thing. Maybe some of the people mean by that, but, you know, when you think Allah tells you, you know, if you go out and murder all these people, hey, you're going to have 42 virgins. Well, I'm sorry to tell those guys, there's been a lot of them do all these martyring. They're crap out of luck, because there ain't that many virgins left in the world, number one.
You're right.
Now, I want to leave you, I want to lighten up the note a little bit. I got to tell you this quick little joke, I promise I'll make it fast. Man dies, he goes to the gates of heaven, St. Peter's in there, and all. Should I say something else to be politically correct? Says St. Peter's heaven. Either way it goes. He dies, goes to the gates of heaven, St. Peter's in there. He looks around, he sees all these clocks. He says, Peter, he says, what are all these clocks? And he says, they're lie clocks. He says, lie clocks? He says, well, how's that? He says, well, every time you lie, a hand moves. He said, for instance, take this one over here. This is Mother Teresa's. Clock has never moved a bit. Guy said, wow. He said, where's Abraham Lincoln? He said, it's over there. He said, moved four times. Guy said, wow. He said, well, where's President Obama's? He said, oh, that's in Jesus' office. He used it for a ceiling fan. Thanks, Kate.
That was good. We needed a rim shot for that, Stu. What a note to end on. Oh, my. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, and really quick, I guess Mayor Daley of Chicago must listen to our show. Did you see how someone, I read somewhere that he blaming the fact that the guy had guns
yes.
for this shooting?
Yeah.
When I told your audience to, if you have a concealed carry permit, even if you're in a jurisdiction that only allows you to keep it at home and keep it with you, I think they're afraid that the American people are going to finally stand up and say, you know what, we're going to pack our heat no matter where we go. But it doesn't surprise me that this guy from Chicago, like Obama, has been looking for any excuse to disarm the American people. And they're not done yet, America. But I say to you, after this phone call, if you going somewhere, going shopping, going to the movies, you have a permit, don't leave the .22 or the 9mm at home. Put it on your ankle, put it on your holster, keep it concealed, and keep it with you. Because that's the only advice I can give you, because our country is falling down. We're finished. Our president from Casey, the Army, they refuse to call this what it is.
That's right.
Let me just give you a couple examples, right? The Al ticket counter, the Egyptian fellow killed in the name of Islam. The fella at the Trolley Square Mall, they brought his body back to one of the Middle Eastern countries or the breakaway republics. They gave him a Muslim burial, that 19-year-old kid that shot up the Trolley Square Mall in Utah. University of North Carolina, he rented a car to run down. He rented a Jeep to run down the kids because he couldn't get a truck. Well, look, I mean, he couldn't get a gun. Will you please? We have databases. I'm glad Fox News brought back Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger fame. These guys, they knew where the 911 terrorists were prior because they leave holes in the database. Look, all you need is your phone number. Your postman knows more about you than probably anybody else. The feds can find you. They can find anybody. Anthony Schaefer was pushed aside because his database got too close to the truth about 9/11. The reason I bring this up is because this is what they want you to do, America. Keep going to work. Keep going shopping. Just pretend like nothing else is going to happen. They need you to keep going. This economy's falling apart. They need whatever you can do to spend. Because if you really knew how much in danger you were, you would not leave your house. So I say that they're winning. The other side is winning. We had an FBI agent by the name of Nancy Floyd. They came down on her. She worked with one of the informants before 9/11. They came down. She was a good FBI agent. Mm-hmm. We had FBI agents that had knowledge of the guys taking flight lessons.
That's
they were
right.
not listened to. We
yeah,
had
they didn't listen.
Reams of information about this murderer, terrorist down in Texas prior to it. We're spending billions. You're being taxed. You got databases. They know they can find anything, and they haven't used the information. They don't use the information. They're afraid to push these guys out. Then they murdered 13 good soldiers, and they tell you it's not terrorism. I almost said the F word. They're effing with you, America. I told you when this election took place, both houses of Congress, with the exception of a rare few, it's an ongoing criminal enterprise. They don't give a damn about you. They don't care. And all these other talk show hosts are finally starting to realize that. I listened to all of them. And I just want to say something to a truck driver that called the Rush Limbaugh show. This guy was in the military. You should have heard this. It was a heart-wrenching call. He just said, he don't know where else to go. He worked all his life. He scrimped and saved him and his wife. And he asked the other host, and I'm asking you, what's left for us? I mentioned all these names, all these books that I read. I can see what's going on. I do what I have to do to protect myself when I go out that door. I don't give a damn what laws I break, who doesn't like it, whether it's Mayor Bloomberg, the New York City Police, or anybody else. I didn't just incriminate myself. I'm just telling you, I don't care where I go. I'm going to do what I got to do to protect myself because my country is falling down. And I'll call you tomorrow, baby. Thanks.
All right, so you can tell, of course, Mark has called the show for a very long time, and we've talked about similar things with guns. We're both advocates for guns, for, you know, Second Amendment rights, etc., for a very good reason, so that you can, so that you're armed, and you can protect yourself, obviously. And you know that I push for to be able to handle the weapon, etc., but if it's concealed weapon anyway, you have to be able to do that to pass the test and whatnot. So daily using that as an excuse is just a smokescreen, I agree. 800-259-5791, meet you on the flip side.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Somebody needs to buck up and start to get bad to the bone when it becomes a life and death situation, which in this case I think it was. The U.S. Army should have a zero tolerance policy. Major Hassan should not have been there according to all the things that we're hearing. And I don't think it's just rumors or people starting to exaggerate facts and all that other stuff, because in the course of these conversations with doctors and in looking at the presentation that he had, that was clearly way off center, and it was a big, fat red flag, and that happened back in 2007. Don't even get into the internet postings that, of course, he was already being watched by the CIA. It makes no sense. 800-259-5791. His lawyer says, hey, he can't get a fair trial, and no, he's not going to speak to investigators. Let's see how all that unfolds. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, before we get to this, I have a question for you. I was watching the highlights, and that Steeler defense last night was just suffocating
the Broncos.
And, and I was thinking, I wonder what the people in Pennsylvania think. I mean, I've only been Pennsylvania a couple times, but here you got the Steelers on one side of the state. They've won 6 Super Bowls. And how many Super Bowls have the Eagles won there, Kate?
Oh, you're so funny. You know what? The people in Philadelphia could care less about the people in Pittsburgh. No offense to people from Pittsburgh, but they don't even consider it anywhere in the hood, if you know what I mean. It's not part of the territory.
Well, I just kind of wonder, you know, how the Eagles even have any fans. I mean, like, holy cow, why wouldn't you just take the winner, you know?
So, please. It's not. Are you kidding? Apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Troublemaker.
Well, just a couple things. You know, this guy was, I guess, had quite a few emails going to some imam that he had contact with that's in Yemen.
Yep.
Who was actually an imam in Falls
Virginia.
Church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which of course is a couple of the 9/11 guys were attending that mosque also.
Right.
And you know, you remember the movie Syriana, you know, part of the story was, you know, these unemployed young Muslim men, what no matter what nationality they are, and they start listening to these imams and fill them with all this doctrinal theories or whatever, and turn them into little suicide machines. And of course, you know, that's what happens at the end of the film. And so it's kind of interesting because then they, you know, they're talking to the imam that's, I don't know, I've heard a few of them that are here in the United States, and oh no, you know. But I'm like, well, you just had one of your guys that was here, you know, and now he's over in Yemen, and he's, you know, and he's shouting jihad, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and it would be just amazing to be able to get those if they had a copy of the. Well, I guess they do have record of these emails or whatever that were these conversations that were going on between this imam and Nassan guy down in you know in Fort Hood and
mm-hmm.
and this has been the biggest question. You know, it's not so much, you know, there were some, back before 9/11, there were some issues, you know, going on that, boy, one of these days I remember that dingbat's name again, that, you know, told the CIA and the FBI they couldn't talk to each other and, you know, and shuffle information between each other. But since 9/11, you know, they've done a really good job, both agencies, and, you know, I'd like to
sharing information,
guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to include those guys in along with veterans, you know, people in the actual military, because, you know, those guys are helping keep America safe, and they've done a pretty good job, and they caught the guys at Fort Dix, you know, we're going to try to, you know, shoot up that place, but what it comes down to is, you know, is that one loner, you know, and if he's listening to these imams and he, via internet, you know, maybe the ones here in America are shouting peace or whatever, but these other ones are, you know, just like the kids that they're training over there, turning them into little, you know, suicide machines, and you're going to get all these virgins if you die for the cause or whatever. And so the question is how do you, you know, and that's what's going on with this whole issue right now, is this was just one guy, you know, and sad to say, holy cow, Kate, one guy with two handguns and he did that much, you know, I mean, you got to admit that was pretty good shooting,
damn,
you know. So.
Yeah, no kidding, because, of course, his whole life he had been in the military, absolutely.
You know, but so you're just kind of wondering, you know, I mean, and that's been the biggest scare is the homegrown terrorism, and I would consider that this guy was homegrown terrorism, and you know, they're going to, and then there's just politics going on between the idiots in Washington, you know, we're not going to call this terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, you know, then you can sit back and say, well, this didn't, you know, after 9/11, nothing happened on Bush's watch, but now something's happened on the Brock's watch, you know, and that's just the politics between the two idiots. Parties and Washington, you know, but, you know, the question is going to be then is how do we, you know, and they talk about one other thing, they talk about you know, this religion of peace and love and all this stuff, and you know, you can take that from every religion, Kate. You can go in there and, you know, and but then you question the objectives. I mean, we go back to 1300s, 1400s, you had the Christian Crusades. They ran around Europe. If you didn't kneel down and worship Jesus, you got your head chopped off, you know, or
right.
Burned at the stake. You know, so
sure.
Christianity went through this, what you might call paganistic time where, you know, forcing people by the sword or whatever, and the same thing is going on with Islam right now. But at least that's what these wacko right wingers. Not, you know, not all of them are teaching that, you know. But you know, the thing that's got me is like I said once before. I think I told you I counted up, and it's been a while now. I'd have to get back into my current world events, but there was like 27 world conflicts going on, you know, in different countries. And 24 of the 27 conflicts involved Muslims. You know, so whether it was they were being picked on or they were picking on somebody else, you know. But the point is that I'm like, almost all the wars on the planet right now involve Muslims. So, you know, you come back to America right now and you're thinking to yourself, well, this is a situation to where, and it is a disturbing, the stuff that you shared, you know, the CIA knew about this guy and stuff like that. Because, you know, I mentioned this the other night that when this first went down, I said, well, there had to have been some red flags somewhere that got passed, you know, on this guy. But the question is, how many more of them are out there, Kate? I mean, they now they're seeing how much damage this one guy did. And, you know,
how many more could do this? Much damage could be done by, you're right, the one lone person who was influenced, who is radicalized, who wants to play the game, and sadly a game that spells death for who's ever in the way, and it's maddening, this political correctness. As you said, and as everybody is speaking out and saying, you know, if it's you have to call it what it is. Any form of terrorism, you trace it back, as you mentioned, to what are the people behind these events. And they turn out to be Muslims. They do. They're radicalized. Absolutely. We know there's good Muslim people who have nothing to do with them, but it's the radicalized ones. And so why do we have to keep denying it? You know, when we were talking about this with Mark, brought this up in New York about the Chicago mayor, Daley, blaming the love of guns for the whole massacre. Do you know when he was doing that, he was also announcing this big program for Arabic language in city schools in Chicago? I mean, give me a break. Come on. It's so many smoke screens. It's ridiculous.
Okay, you know, one thing, you know, Mark was talking, you know, and my thought was, you know, when this first went down at Fort Hood, and they said, well, none of the soldiers were armed. And I thought, well, I grew up on Army posts, and nobody carried guns around except the police, the MPs, you know, but my thought was, you know, and when I listen to Mark, and don't get me wrong, I love my buddy in New York there, but I'm thinking, you know, what if we all went back to the Western days where everybody carried gun around? I mean, think about it. You know, there's so many people, and Kate, I'll be honest, I'm one of them. I have a very short temper, unfortunately. I've lost it a couple times on your program, and I apologize, you know, and my babblings. But, you know, I'm the type of person that I'm not sure that I could actually keep self-control. If somebody really ticked me off one time, I probably, that's why I don't own guns, Kate, because I don't know that I'd have self-control to just, you know, not just, you know, spare a moment, pop them in the head, you know. And, you know, and so I just don't mess with them. But, you know, that's part of the problem. I think, and I think there's a lot of Americans that would be in the same boat as me, you know, is where, you know, they just, so I don't think the solution is that everybody got to be packed in America. I mean, it is a, you know, there are more guns in America than there are people, you know.
I don't think you want to have a vigilante attitude. I agree. Don, thanks. We're up against it.
All right.
Appreciate it. We don't want to have a vigilante attitude across the United States either. You know, when I talk about gun ownership, I talk about people being responsible, and the idea is to have the right kind of gun checks, as thorough as can be, instead of some of the things that we're seeing that happen in some of these shops and whatnot. And so I do agree with Don to that point. But in bringing up the Mayor Daley thing, I'm just saying that, once again, there's all these other things that keep coming out. Anything to get off of the idea that, look, there was red flags. It is what it is. Here's what he said. Here's what the propaganda he was pumping out on websites. And when he did a presentation that was supposed to be a medical presentation, and it clearly wasn't. What people are saying who knew Hassan. How can you deny this? The CIA and some of the things that they traced with calls, it's there. It's follow the trail of evidence. Why can't it be called what it is? To me, that is completely maddening. And you think with this, the jihadists and some of the things that have happened, and when they're successful, how much more do we have to take? Why can't we say what we think it is? Why do we have to be over-the-top politically correct? If it wasn't that and it had nothing to do with it, then we could certainly say that. But I don't think you can by everything that we've seen. He might have cracked under stress, but obviously he had the tendencies that were there in what he was spewing. Stay with us. Take more calls on the flip side.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Make this all go away. I certainly feel for the families of the victims of Fort Hood, a massacre less than a week ago, and here it is, Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of you who have served and all of the families who have stood by those who have served and continue to serve this great nation. We're trying to put perspective on what happened at Fort Hood. And look, if the guy just cracked wide open and that's all it was and he was just a peaceful guy who happened to be a Muslim, that's what it is. It is what it is. But the evidence is clear and where it's headed. This isn't trumped up, exaggerated crap that people are serving up there. I hate that when people say that. Because in this nation now, clearly it's like we have sides. I say this all the time. I don't understand why there has to be labels for everything. The hard right, the soft and wimpy left, the radical left, the radical right, the whatever. It's like we're sports teams, and you're either playing on my team or you're playing on a different team. Aren't we all Americans and playing on the same team? Isn't the idea justice for all? Isn't that what we want, to make the country better? So when we see some kind of an atrocity, whatever it is, and whatever triggered it, why can't we admit what it is? And that's the problem. To me, there are a lot of smoke screens going up, and that's problematic, because I think that the people who lost family members, some of them snuffed out at such an early age, deserve to know the truth, deserve to have the right thing happen here. Call it what it is. Ultimately, go through the process. Okay, fine. Because, you know, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty, although they obviously have him red-handed with so many eyes seeing the shots and people who were wounded and then, of course, the people who were killed. But he is a suspect. He is the alleged shooter. So let the process play out. But there's no doubt that as far as ties and as far as what he was saying at the end, There isn't a question, I believe, at least from 2007 on, the direction that he was headed. He was definitely conflicted about being in the military, serving, and having to counsel people who, some of them fellow Muslims, who killed other Muslims when they were in Iraq or Afghanistan. It's very, very clear in what's being said. Sam is listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello. Talking about military. Prince Charles and his wife Kamala are in Montreal for the day, so they went to the one of the regiments here to give the new colors, and of course you had some real staunch separatists who arrived early and tried to block the way and said, you know, this is Quebec, this is our country, it's not, you know, we're not part of the monarchy and stuff like that, and then they started throwing eggs at the at the armory, and then the riot squad moved in and had some people arrested, and then of course they started yelling, yeah, you're Quebecois like us and whatever. So then of course with Prince Charles, dry wit, he said, sorry we're delayed, but I think someone was using this building for target practice.
Mm.
Well, the way he said it, it was funny.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, well, here in Canada it's more of a bigger deal. We call it, you know, the older people call it Armistice Day. We call it Remembrance Day. So no matter where you are at 11 o'clock in the morning, you stop and you stand for a moment of silence.
Mm.
And Prince Charles will be in Ottawa tomorrow for the National Remembrance Day ceremony on Parliament Hill. So here we take, you know, like my late father was involved in the Royal Canadian Legion. I know you have the American Legion in the States. And when we were kids, we sort of had to stand out wherever and sell poppies because, you know, that helps with all the programs that the Royal Canadian Legion have. Nowadays, younger kids are like, hey, that's ancient history. We don't give a damn. And then we sort of have to, like, read them the Riot Act, like, you should give a damn.
Yeah, no kidding. History, you know, the whole thing about history repeating itself and also knowing your history, yes.
Right, and me being Canadian and proud of it, if I ever went to Holland and told them I was Canadian, they'd treat us like gods because with all due respect to your country, we helped liberate Holland. So, and Queen Beatrice was born here in Canada. In fact, they put us in Ottawa. They put a certain part of the hospital she was born in. They declared it Dutch territory, so she could say she was still a Dutch citizen. So, as you can see, you know, we were also involved in World War II in many different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, you were born and raised completely in, and you have relatives in the States, but you were born and raised completely in Canada, huh?
Right. Right.
How many times have you been to the States, do you think?
Does that include day trips to Plattsburgh, or as we like to call it? Does that include day trips to Plattsburgh?
I bet you've done a ton of those.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Julie and I are going to do it in two weeks for Black Friday.
Go over and shop.
Oh, yeah, because the way the Canadian dollar's going now. You betcha.
Of course, it's smart to reverse it. Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, I got a message from Julie to her favorite American person. She loves you.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Tell her I said hello. We love our Canadian friends.
Yeah, and by the way, if she ever eventually does say yes, you have a better chance of being invited to our wedding than her aunt does.
All right, so we'll take the whole show up there. Matt would love to go to Canada. We've talked about it. He'd love to go up to Montreal, so we'll drive
during
the
hockey
whole show up there.
During the hockey season, of course, right? Where's Matt from originally?
Matt's from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, his Wild won tonight. They beat Toronto. Yes!
Exactly.
Yeah,
more hockey talk. You got to love that.
I know. I know. My Canadians lost tonight, but, hey, they had their chances. It was a good game, but, hey, you know. They lost 1-0 to Calgary, and here's Wild beat the Maple, as we like to call them, the Maple Loaves or the Maple Laughs.
In fact, it's early in the season still.
Yeah, but there was a joke on the internet. Some rich oil tycoon wanted to buy his son a Mickey Mouse outfit, so he bought him the Toronto Maple Leafs.
On that note, adios, and we will talk to you again. Bye-bye. All right, let's move on to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. I'd like to talk. Well, first of all, today was the 234th birthday for the United States Marine Corps. So, hoorah
Sweet.
To all my Marines out there. And I heard that Marine earlier speaking. That was outstanding. I'd like to talk about deterrence and the M&M candies. First of all, deterrence. Do you think, Kate, that if there's another wannabe Muslim terrorist out there that wants to get his jihad on, do you think he is being deterred by what he's heard in the news and what he's heard by President Obama saying?
No, I think that, if anything, he's encouraged.
Whoa, man, you said it. And you were in New York in 911.
Yes.
But, I mean, I look to hear at what he said, and I looked at what Churchill said while England was getting bombed. You know, he said, this is Churchill, he says, never give in, never give in, never, 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 never in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense, never yield to force, never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Now compare that to Obama. We come together filled with sorrow for the 13 Americans that we have lost, with gratitude for the lives they have led, and with a determination to honor them through the work we carry on. Now, what do you think instills fear in the enemy, and which one, as you say, encourages them? Okay.
Yeah, obviously Churchill came down hard, and that's exactly how Churchill thought. And you make an excellent, excellent point. What a note to end on here for a jam-packed hour of America Tonight. Thanks, Tomas. If you didn't get a chance to chime in with your 2 cents on the digits, you can always send us an email. You know the place, snailmailamericatonight.net. And once again, thank you to all of you who have served this great nation. We do appreciate all that you have sacrificed for us.
We're talking about back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.